So we begin in Russia, where its defence ministry says 63 of its servicemen have been released by Ukraine. Kyiv says 116 Ukrainians have also been allowed to return home. Now, according to Moscow, amongst the Russians freed are those who work in a sensitive category. The United Arab Emirates was involved in the negotiations. Now, we have correspondents in Moscow and Kyiv. Let's start with Osama bin Javed there in Moscow. Osama, tell us a little bit more about what we know of these Russian prisoners who've been released.
Well, the Russian Ministry of Defense says that these people are now being treated for psychological and medical help. They're able to contact their relatives, and it was made possible to get them released. You have to remember that they don't use the word swap, with the help of mediation from the United Arab Emirates. We've seen in the last few months that these releases have become routine, where Moscow and Ukraine exchange prisoners. Obviously, we've heard from Kyiv that they've been receiving more prisoners than Moscow. But this has been a case that we've seen a number of times. In January, there was a release. In December, there were a couple of releases. And then going back to September, where the releases were facilitated by Turkey and Saudi Arabia. This time around, it's been facilitated by the United Arab Emirates. The Ministry of Defense specifically thanks them. And you have to remember that this is a country which has so far not given in to any of the sanctions that the West wants imposed on Moscow. We know that the chief, Mohammed bin Zayed, visited Vladimir Putin and also discussed the issue of Ukraine. So it is a part of the exchanges that we've seen happening in routine. But in the last few minutes, we've heard from the Russian Foreign Ministry, the spokeswoman from the Russian Foreign Ministry, talking about the EU summit, which took place just about 24 hours ago, a significant event which happened in Kyiv, saying that the EU-Ukraine summit confirmed that for the sake of weakening the Russian Federation and U.S. interests, Brussels continues to recklessly support, quote, neo-Nazis in Kyiv. And the EU calls for peace, according to the Russian Foreign Ministry, are hypocritical when they're ready to invest in the continuation of hostilities for as long as it takes. So ratcheting up of the rhetoric that we've seen from both sides in the last 24 hours, but it does seem that there is some diplomacy which is taking place through which they're at least able to exchange prisoners of war.
Indeed. Osama, thanks very much for joining us there from Moscow. Let's go over now to Kyiv, where we can speak to our correspondent Zain Basravi. Zain, what are you hearing about this in Ukraine?
Well, the Ukrainian president's office announced this as a cause for celebration, 116 prisoners of war being released. The intelligence confirms to us that, including today, this is the 37th prisoner swap that has taken place since the war began, since the initial invasion last year. And in that time, prisoners have been swapped in the hundreds. At least 1,646 Ukrainian prisoners have been released, according to officials in Kyiv. But those that are coordinating these swaps, these efforts, say that there are thousands more that remain in Russian hands, soldiers, as well as hundreds of civilians forcibly removed into Ukrainian territory throughout the course of this conflict. And those are just the best estimates that they have in terms of who Russia has taken and how many Ukrainians they're currently holding. And of the civilian numbers, only about 100 or so have been returned. So even though this is a cause for celebration in the capital today, those that are coordinating these efforts say there is still a long way to go to get everybody home.
Indeed. And meantime, Zain, events on the ground. We're hearing of more power outages in Ukraine. Can you tell us more about that?
That's exactly right. We've just heard from the government that an accident of a significant scale, according to the press releases, an accident at a high-voltage substation in the Odessa region has caused power outages throughout the region. The scale is significant, and we are hearing that restoring power to that area will take a very long time, and we're still not sure exactly how wide the impact of that is in the Odessa region. This, of course, has been going on for some time. Ukraine has been struggling since September of last year to keep its critical infrastructure to keep its electricity grid alive in the midst of constant Russian bombardment of these civilian assets, this electricity grid that Russia has been very effectively, to a very high effect, been hitting since September of last year. And this latest setback comes just the day after an EU delegation promised low-consumption light bulbs, generators, and solar panels to deal with what was already a very, very seemingly insurmountable problem in terms of keeping this electricity grid alive. So this only adds to what was already a very critical situation for the national power grid.
Okay. Zane, many thanks for that update there from Kyiv.